homework.
Cheryl, this is Madge.
Oh, hey.
Listen, Cheryl, I have a problem.
Is the problem that you don't know how to do programs anymore?
No, that's a solution. The problem, Cheryl, is you caused me to make a complete fool out of myself and have an abortion while I was walking the dog. I swear.
What do you mean, honey?
I was listening to your program, you know, the one about colon cleansing and lips. And I, when, well, I don't know, I just was laughing so hard that, and I was out on the street at night. I mean, it's 9 o'clock, it's almost 10 o'clock. I'm walking Trotsky, and I just start cackling like crazy. And I was right near where the blacks sleep, you know what I mean? Where the blacks sleep by the park entrance while they're doing the crack. And I just started, and then you start talking about my layups, and then... But when I really lost it was when you said, when I really lost it was when you said, well, I'm doing a bowel movement right now.
Oh.
And I, honest to God, at that point.
He takes the product. Mm-hmm. He's pooping right now. Well, I am. Moon.
But I swear, and then I saw the crackheads, the Negroes, looking at me like I'm here. I had a bunch of homeless crackheads looking at me like I'm crazy. I said, you know what? This is not going to work out. I walked back inside. I was absolutely in the hysterics. Okay.
Oh, that's so sorry.
You know, originally hysteria was a woman having an orgasm. They used to squirt water at her. I have a picture. They would squirt water at your vagina until you had an orgasm.
Real AIDS.
I'll use it as the album mark if I don't use the red lady in the retarded chair.
Who's red and retarded?
Are you
on the wisdom?
No, I got a nice album mark. People have been sending me nice album mark lately, and somebody sent me it's a pretty retarded woman with a red bow in her hair. And she's riding one of those, what do you call them, hover rounds?
Hover rounds.
You want to see it or not? No, you'll see it later with the program.
I'll see it later.
I'll show
Mary.
You the pelvic douche, though, but don't post it nowhere because it's for my program, okay?
Now, you know, I'm very upset.
You can't see it.
I am very upset.
Why are you upset? Because I didn't tell the story about slips?
No. The thing of it is that Mr. Rogers Moles was kind enough to send us an email about this very interesting sounding program. And he linked us to this thing, and you can't even goddamn download it. What's the point?
Oh, I didn't click on that yet. It didn't work?
No, well, you know, it takes you to the website, it lists all these torrents.
Roger's
you
a little bit
download
slow.
It. And it says you need the password when you put in the torrent. Never mind, it just don't work.
Well, the password is probably something obvious, like prolapse. If I know Roger...
No, you'll try it later, you'll see what I mean.
British? No, I'm looking at it now. Hello, Madge and Cheryl, Roger here. I know that you are both highly sexual women and have a keen interest in TV documentary on sex, retards, and the fat people. I would like to inform you of a British TV documentary called Strange Love, My Car Is My Lover, and it's about mechaphiles. These are men who enjoy sexual liaisons with vehicles in their exhaust pipes.
Wait.
Liaisons.
Oh.
French, Cheryl. In their exhaust pipes. Would you mind shitting while we talk? One man has desires for Knight Rider.
You're pooping?
No, I said, would you mind shitting while we talk? One man has desires for Knight Rider and Herbie. Well, another. I'm sorry. Why?
I have a question now. If I'm already having 8 to 10 bowel movements, and I'm supposed to get more bowel movements when I take some kind of medication, isn't that a kind of problem?
We'll get to that, and we're also going to discuss why an 8-year-old girl would be having a 10, shitting a dick. Whilst another man shows photos of him spurting on Airwolf's bonnet before it crashed, it's very interesting, and here is the link, which takes ages if you don't have the broadband. I am now watching the sequel to this show, Grim, about object sexuals, ladies like yourself who have sex with objects. You might fit into this category, given the wide assortment of dildos that you have wedged up your quims. Now, he goes into pink here. The text is pink.
I noticed that he does not link to this program.
However, these women are in love with buildings and much larger objects. There is a woman who is married to the Eiffel Tower and a German who has sex with a guillotine. Another fat scorpion woman has feelings for a banister called Lewis. Crackers, if you ask me, but we have our fetishes. Me, I'm your average meat and two vegetables. Why do I keep saying vegetables, Cheryl? Vegetables.
Probably because you got in.
Vagina.
That's on your mind.
I'm your average meat and two vegetables man. You like feet and farting? Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm sorry for not getting in contact much, Madge. I'm very busy at work making shit biscuits. That's true. I still listen to your program and enjoy it very much. Cheryl, it's good that you try. Roger, followed by 12 X's. Get 5 gigabytes of online storage free. Get it now. I would like to see, Cheryl says in reply, I would like to see the video, but all the fucking goddamn piece of shit torrents keep saying invalid password when I try and download them. Don't tell me about no video that I can't even download, asswipe. Mm-hmm. Fix it, upload it, and work my giant layups. Layups, I believe. Layups. I've received at least 10,000 emails, Cheryl, by the way, asking me, what happened to the plumber with layups? Is he there in your building or is he not there? I said, I ain't seen him. He's about 500 pounds and black. He'd be hard to miss. Isn't that right? What are you eating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now back to this shitting that you were talking to. You were talking to a man. Now, I'm referring to Whorehole, the latest Whorehole.org episode number. I don't know what it is. What's the episode number? Does it matter?
63.
And you talked to this nice man whose name is like Quinitrius Vidril or something. It was a really weird, long name.
Deverius.
Uh-huh.
And he liked to say blue red.
Well, and what remind me to talk about slips. But, hello? Hello? Cheryl?
As big as a baby zoo.
Okay, so the man who was, it was about colon cleansing. And you played a bit from the infomercial in which this man says his daughter's, he looked at his daughter's shit and it was about as big as a telephone pipe, or what, a sewage pipe? It was like as big as his arm, I think he said.
As thick as his wrist and about as long as his daughter's arm.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, first of all, why is he looking at his daughter's shit? Secondly, why is he sexualizing it? And thirdly, why is he comparing his daughter's turds to his own and finding them to be smaller when he's 6'2"? Cheryl, what? Cheryl, you only played that and it left the listen turd, me, wondering what comes after that in the infomercial.
I don't know, that's the only I linked to the YouTube video, which you can see on total.org.
But why did he mention that, and what comes after that? Cheryl?
What?
What comes after that?
Oh, sorry, I'm eating.
Yeah, that's all right,
well,
Wanda.
He talks about how dual action cleanse promotes a healthy and bowel movement, gets the toxins out, and makes you have large movements.
What in the Christ is that? Oh, that was my other favorite part, is when in the background somebody said, "I love you," and you kept...
Oh, I know.
Who loves me, honey? What's that noise? Where are you, Cheryl? Are you at the daycare? What are you doing, Cheryl?
One testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
What?
Visiting some family.
Listen, I heard you're going to the... Can I say it, where you're going for the weekend or no?
Sure.
Are you going to the gay shame festival? And who are you going to see there?
Seen those motherfuckers.
Who?
Honey.
Who are you going to see? The Indigo Girls? Give me a hint.
Let me just say.
Okay.
That I was looking at a magazine.
Okay.
Getting my rocks off.
Okay, sure. Which magazine?
Excuse me.
Which magazine, honey?
Hold on. I was getting my rocks off. And this was a gay magazine, a local one. And an advertisement for the Pride Fest in the Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And it said, you know, featuring blah, 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 Indigo Girls, lesbian, 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 gay man, gay man, gay man. And on the list... I almost crapped myself. Featured artists, Mark Fausto and Mark Feast of the Rules. Wow.
You know, it's funny because
they are really making it. They're featured, you know, people at this gay pride festival listed on the advertisements. Now, and they must be doing real well.
And that's this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm coming, too. I'm going to bring
lots
of... Are
you really?
Sure. Sure.
What?
I'll see you there. But, you know,
yeah,
it's funny because I saw the ad here in Chicago and it didn't mention them at all. I mean, I saw the Indigo Girls and that Wanda Sykes and all that, but they weren't mentioned on the ad in Chicago.
It was like... I think it might have been an older one. Full page. And it has like a huge list of like 45 people.
Okay.
So they're listed on there.
Okay, well, that's really great. All right, Cheryl. Now, I want to tell you lastly about my sleep. Well, it was terrible because, you know, I'm involved in this quote-unquote beauty pet. Quote-unquote. My malapropisms all rolled over the place, Cheryl. I had to go, you know, I'm involved in this quote-unquote beauty pageant where it's really a bunch of ugly men and lesbians dressed up as the opposite sex. Now, I'm involved in this show. It's high profile. I can't say exactly to what extent or in what capacity, Cheryl. Yeah, we have silent ages that are no longer silent here, so get fucked. And so, Cheryl, so the thing is, I needed to acquire some dresses, done that,
yes.
Needed to get somebody's eyebrows plucked, made an appointment.
Maybe need to get your face redone.
Lips waxed. Well, that's makeup. Lips waxed, done. Now, there's one thing missing. 3 wigs had to get done. So my friend James calls. He says, "Madge, I need a huge favor from me. My boyfriend, who is a hairdresser, needs help moving a small piece of furniture. It's an armoire, but it's a veneer cherry armoire. Now, my boyfriend, I'm talking from his point of view, Cheryl, it's called second person or third person. I'm not sure which. And he says, now, don't worry. We need help moving this thing. Are you talking to someone else?
Oh, sorry. I was having a hard time concentrating with you not telling us the story.
I was telling the story.
go ahead. Not Nancy, sorry.
So anyway, so now, so he says, "You need, I need help moving this cherry veneer armoire." And he said, made it sound like it's real simple. But he said, "Listen, I know it's a lot of work for you, imagine. You don't get up early. So my boyfriend is going to do all three of your wigs. He does really good updos because he's Polish, so it'll look real techy, which is good. And he'll do the updos on all your wigs if you just help us." So I got up real early, and we go to the U-Haul. We get the van, and getting the van wasn't too much trouble. Then we go, we get the armoire, which turns out it's not veneer, it's solid cherry. It was like lifting a goddamn piano. We had to find some Mexicans to help us, give them $20 on the spot. Meanwhile, we could have hired a fucker.
You love Mexicans. Oh, wow. Ooh, 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 ooh.
One of them was a little bit hot for a man. And then... So then we get to his apartment. We have to schlep it up these stairs. We had to bribe the doorman at this apartment building. He was wearing a polyester pantsuit and everything.
Why you had to bribe her?
Because he wasn't supposed to do it. This isn't, I mean, we none of this was arranged. These are crazy people, Cheryl. They're my friends. They're nuts.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, all this for three fucking wigs. And but anyway, the point of the story is slips. So we get back to the U-Haul. Meanwhile, James, the one who was responsible, had to go to a real estate appointment. So he left me with the boyfriend and the Lexus, which is his car. I drove the Lexus back to the U-Haul. The boyfriend drove the U-Haul back to the U-Haul. And we go in. Now, he speaks Polish, so I have to translate because I'm a little bit Polish. And we go inside, and the guy inside says, "Oh, you have to get in the inspector to inspect it, then bring the slip back to us, and then we'll just check you out. You can go." So we go back to the car, and there's this nice black man with no teeth, and he looks at the car, and then the boyfriend and me start walking back. He goes, "Wait, wait, wait! You can't go back before you get this slip." Slip. He said slip.
Now, would that mean like a slip for your lip?
No, it was a slip in that... Oh, god damn fucking shit. A slip... where the fuck is this phone? Oh, who gives a gosh?
Wow.
The slip, Cheryl. God damn it. I'm going to kill myself. I can't figure out where it's coming from. Is it in my pocket? Okay, Cheryl, so my... The slip was...
Andy Melton. I'll go ahead.
We got to finish this story. We got to close it out. Okay. It was a disaster. The slip is just to prove that there's no damage on the car. Wasn't that worth that long story to hear slip?
Oh, yes. Well, the point of it is that...
Why are you saying
Andy
is
Melton
twice?
Andy Melton and I were talking earlier today.
Okay. And
so my friend bought a bike today. Rush. And Andy was like, "Oh, that's a very nice bike. I would like to ride it." And then I was imagining, can you imagine him on a bike seat? Can you? It would be like dividing the river of fat.
Well, I think he would have to ride two bicycles alongside each other, one for each ass, and even that would be a spillover.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that would, it wouldn't work, clearly.
Okay.
He said, this bike does not have a weight limit, and I said, broken in half, honey.
Listen, I've broken a couple bikes in my day, and I am not even half. Well, maybe I'm half its weight.
How you break it?
I'm too fat. I was too fat for the bike. It was a fold. It was a fold-up bike.
A what?
It was a fold-up bike, you idiot.
Oh, like my layup.
Yes. Talk more about your layups.
So, you enjoy when I do one program, like one phone call.
Hello?
Hi, Mark. Mark,
hang
are
on,
you in...
I'm a headphone.
Are you in Cambodia?
Hang on, I need headphones.
I can't hang. Yeah, Mark's
in, yes, I am.
Yeah. Mark's in Cambodia.
Hang on.
And Cheryl is in Minnesota, Wisconsin. Isn't this great? We have Cambodia.
This is great echo.
Hello, Cambodia.
Hello. Cambodia.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you in Cambodia, Bicycle Mark?
I am. Hi, Cheryl.
Oh, Bicycle Cunt Mark. How you doing?
Now, there's no telling when the internet will fall.
I saw a picture of you the other day, and Andy Milton and I agree that you need to eat some more food.
Eat some more what?
Food.
Okay. Well, I don't really listen to Andy Mel. I don't listen to Andy for that advice.
Well, listen to me. I give great advice. You listen to my show, Grim. You know that.
How are the lips? What's new in Cambodia? How are the lips?
The lips are moist because it's very tropical. It's really nice.
Have you eaten out any vaginas there?
No, I have not. I just arrived about an hour ago. Okay. So you can ask me about the Bangkok if you want.
How was Bangkok?
Ooh.
It's good. Yeah, Cheryl, I thought of you. I had a massage by a blind woman.
What? Did she look like me?
Did she have to, did she give you a dollar?
No, it wasn't like that. But it was actually really cool. There was there were a couple of these massage schools for blind people.
Was she wrinkly? Was she short?
She had the build of a Hillary Clinton.
Ooh. I love Hillary's rotten hand.
So did you get any good
perspectives? Minus the pants suit.
Did you get any interesting perspectives on the world from either your Thailand? Oh, by the way, did you get an enema like Amy? Did you get any high
No clients? Enema.
Why not, honey? How would you not want to get an enema? I love enemas.
What'd you go there for then, if not that?
To walk around? I don't know.
I don't know no one that ain't gone to Thailand for enemas or whores. Right, Cheryl? Ain't no one been there for them or that. You go for kids. That's different.
No kids for me, honey.
I did pass by a lot of high schools on my way here.
Okay. Mark,
is that too old? That's too old.
What do the Thailand people think about, stuff?
Leo.
Oh, this morning. Leo. This morning, a lot of people.
Hey, honey, I gotta go.
We're talking about.
Okay, bye, Cheryl. Thank you for that. Rid of her. Good. Go ahead, Mark. She's
now I can. Now that she's gone, I can tell everyone that they hate her in Cambodia.
Well, that's some switch then. That's really so they're very Western, basically, is what you're saying.
In Thailand, yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of consumers. These are shopping malls. In Bangkok, anyway.
I meant in terms of hatred of Cheryl Murkowski.
Oh, absolutely. Does the entire West hate Cheryl?
Okay, good. Yes, actually.
Does she even have allies? I don't think so.
You have to hear her latest show. It's only 10 minutes long, and it's about duty. It was so funny. I was just telling her. I was walking the dog, and I literally had to turn around and go back inside because I was laughing so hysterically. The crack addicts were, running away from me. It was so hilarious.
You freaked them out. No, that's no good.
Mm-hmm. So people shop a lot in Thailand. So that's it, huh?
Well, at least in Bangkok, yeah. I saw a big difference. Yesterday I went down to see someone that I met through the internet who lives in a beach resort. And that was actually very different. People are much simpler and less shopping and more into food. They're into the food.
And you just got to Cambodia today, just tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I arrived about 2 hours ago in Phnom Penh, and I immediately got on one of those three-wheel motor, what do you call those, tuk-tuk-looking things.
Now, Phnom Penh is famous from the Vietnam War, or was it famous for the... What is... Why do I know that city? What's it famous for? I know something bad.
Yeah, you probably saw that film. I don't even want to say the title.
Apocalypse Now? The Killing Fields?
No. That's the one. That's the one.
Okay. Yeah. Why didn't you want to say the name?
So you probably don't know. It seems so cliche at this point around here. but it's famous for that, obviously. And it wasn't so long ago.
I want to tell you something interesting.
Oh, because you see, Matt. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to tell you, I'm sitting in the hotel outdoor bar thing. So some people are listening.
That's fine. I want to keep it short because the connection's kind of bad. But I want to let you know, I was talking to my girlfriend in Ecuador today.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. She was telling, you know, she's a foreman at this fish factory. And now her fingers don't smell like fish. But she said today the government came in because they're starting to organize the labor in Ecuador, which I thought was interesting. So they're putting requirements on... So they're putting limits on how much people can work there, and they're starting to give the employees rights and stuff like this, and all for the first time.
Yeah, and that's actually.
Huh?
Yeah. So that sounds really good. Was she happy about it?
No, because she almost lost her job because of it. But she gets to keep her job now. She was just worried about it because. You know, I think it's going to be good for her because maybe she can take a vacation because, you know, she works 12 hours a day, no vacation every day. It's kind of like America before,
before the labor movement.
Yeah.
1910.
Was it that long ago?
Well, yeah, because then you have the communist and the labor and the socialist movements in the tens and twenties that fought hard for things like the weekend. There was no weekend.
Okay. So, all right.
It's funny you mention that because one more thing, Madge. That's the kind of thing that it sounds good, and you're right. You know, it probably would be good for your girlfriend. But ironically, just like I think in France when they declared 34 hours or 35 hours, a lot of people, poor, rich, whatever, turn against this thing. Like you know, you're getting rid of my right to work a whole hell of a lot. I don't know, there's a lot of ironic things that happen when governments try something like this, so I'm curious what will happen there.
I'll find out. I'll find out. There was some other alarming...
Oh, this is so cool, I wasn't sure I was going to get on your grum. No, that's fine, go on.
There's some very disturbing news. Well, this is only the second one I've done all week, because I don't care. Stacy sent me this Lanier, this is the mayor of DC, I think, is basically putting a big wall around the city. It says under an executive order expected to be announced today, police chief Lanier will have the authority to designate neighborhood safety zones. At least six officers will man cordons around these zones and demand identification from people coming in and out of them. Anyone who doesn't live there, work there, or have a legitimate reason to be there will be sent away or face arrest. Documents obtained by the Examiner show. And the headline was, DC police will seal off entire neighborhoods, set up checkpoints, and kick out strangers under a new program that DC officials will help rescue the city from its out-of-control violence. Interesting. So they're forming ghettos. Ghettos for rich people.
Maybe I'll call my people in DC. See about doing something on that. I'm only here another few days, and then I go back to real internets.
Yeah, there's also a big story because Comcast seriously needs to be boycotted because there have been these FCC hearings, and they're basically cutting. They said, it says cable service operators Comcast and Time Warner said yesterday they would begin testing new approaches that would slow internet access for heavy users like Andy Mountain and charge more to those who want additional speed. Anyway, but I don't understand.
I think that's funny, but you know,
I already have to pay more for additional speed. I think a lot of people do. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something different about this. Maybe it's that they do it without you knowing it. I don't know. Anyway,
I think they're going to take it even further. I mean, it sounds like the stuff that we're supposed to be fighting when it comes to net neutrality, that certain sites would be faster than others. It sounds like they're already doing something closer to that.
Right. They've been doing worse anyway. The FCC chairman, Kevin Martin, has announced the commission would announce the results of its review by the end of June of complaints. So probably a good time to contact the FCC.
And I have to say, I didn't get to see Maj in Bangkok. Yeah. Oh, yes.
We have a delay. Sorry. Just go ahead.
Oh, I didn't get to see a drag show. You know, I didn't get to see any Wanda Wisdom types. I have to do that. I still have a day, Sunday and Monday. I might try to do that when I get back there.
Well, can you bring one home in your suitcase?
For money, it seems like they'll do anything.
Yeah, you should bring a couple home in your suitcase. I would. All right, Mark. Well, I hope you have a nice time there in the killing fields. And try not to step on any landmines.
I'm
going to
go there.
And when you're in the killing fields, be sure to listen to Cheryl's latest, I think it's number 46, about the duty. So that you'll laugh appropriately in the Panama Pen. And Apocalypse Now with the heads on the sticks. All right. See you later, Mark.
Bye, man.
Bye-bye. All right. So that was fun. And all right. So I did a program there, and I guess I did a program, right? That's enough, right? Or do I need to call Andy? I'll call Andy real quick and ask about his obesity, and then that's it. Just going to call him real quick. I know people want to hear me soliloquy, but it's my program. Andy.
Hello.
Hi, Andy. It's just me, Madge Weinstein, on my program. You should feel honored because it's only the second program I've done this week, and I'm calling you.
Okay, well, hold on just a second, okay?
Yes, but it sounds like she sat on the damn microphone. Okay, well, let's see what sound effects I can play while I'm waiting for her.
I'm back.
Okay, Andy. This is going to be fast because I've already had Bicycle Mark and Cheryl on separate moments.
You called me after you had... never mind. Go in there.
Yes, now you sound like Auntie Vera. You sound like Auntie Vera, all insecure and shit. Now she's going to be like, why didn't you call me? Can't deal with it. Listen, Andy, what's this story? She told me that she said, can you imagine Andy on a bicycle?
Yeah, she was telling me she bought a bicycle, and I said, I want to take it for a ride. And she said that I'd break it.
Well, she seems to think the seat would go right up your butt.
Well, I don't think that would happen because it's too tight.
Your butthole?
Yeah.
How big's your doody?
Not very big. It kind of pinches off.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really all I wanted to know. Do you have anything else you wanted to share with the audience?
Yes. Today? Did she tell you about the rascal?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I have a picture of a nice lady with a red bow riding a rascal that I was
going to... Okay.
But that's
so my hag and I went to a Chinese restaurant today.
Yes.
And on the way out, we saw a sweepstakes to win a rascal. You could sign up for it and try to win it.
Oh.
I thought that was funny because it was at a Chinese restaurant that was playing Fox News.
So did you sign up?
No, my feet hurt too much.
Why not? Come on. That would have been great because you know you would have won it. They would have been, oh, got to give it to that.
And oh my God, there was this woman in Walmart. She wasn't even as big as I am, and she was riding around on one of those things.
Well, maybe you should be on one too. Doesn't that tell you something? Maybe she had insurance. Was she old? Did she look like she was Medicare?
No, she was young.
Were you jealous?
A little bit.
Were you breathing heavy at the Target?
It was at the Walmart.
Whatever. You shouldn't shop at Walmart. Don't they have Target?
We don't have Targets around here. Well, they are an hour and a half away, but...
No excuse.
Walmart's an hour away.
Oh, my God. An hour. All right, Andy, that's all I really wanted to do.
I have more.
Okay, go ahead. Faster. I'm trying to keep my pogrom short now. Go ahead.
You made me forget.
Say it.
You made me forget.
Oh, my God. You've seen all y'all. Was it about how big your breasts are? Was it about the rest?
I went bra shopping with my hag, too.
Who is your hag, and where did she come from? All of a sudden, you have this hag.
Yeah, I've had a hag for, like, 10, 11 years now.
Where? You never talked about her before. Where did she come from?
High school.
Oh, that's right. You went to school. Were you obese in high school?
Of course. I've always been obese. Honey, I've just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger after I came out of my mother's vagina.
But you have been going out, so I just assume you lost weight. Plus, on the trampoline, it looks like you lost some of the weight.
I gained it back at the Chinese restaurant today.
Okay.
And they seated us at a booth today. And honey, I was so scared.
Oh no, you don't seat fat people at booths.
I was scared to death I wasn't going to fit. Oh my God, honey, I was scared.
Why didn't everybody knows you sit fat people at tables, not booths.
I know it, but that little kid must have not known any better.
He was just trying to fuck with you.
Probably. He's like, and they was talking in their little Japanese ching chong language. Look at that fat ass. I wonder how many times he'll go up and get another plate.
How many times did you go?
Okay, let's see. The first time, the second time, three or four. I lost count.
Including dessert?
Yeah, that includes dessert.
Listen, did it hurt your fat? I mean, was your fat like sliding on the table or what?
Well, okay, so when I got in there, you know, I was kind of leaned back farther from the table than I like to be, you know, because I don't know, us fatties like to be closer so we can, you know, pig out.
Well, you know, you like to lean on the table because otherwise you have to support your weight with your skeleton.
Right, because, you know, we don't like to have to lean or never mind. Anyways. Yeah. So, you know, I was sitting there eating.
Yeah, eating.
Oh, let's see. What else did I do today?
Wait a second. You were in the middle of a sentence. You're starting to sound like me now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to know if the fat hurt. I mean, where was your fat? Was it on the table?
It wasn't on this table. It was under the table, but my belt buckle kept hit, you know, like overlapping the table. So I had to keep pushing it down. Well, like my belt's so big, you know, because I've lost a little bit of weight. Oh. My belt's so big. And I have to wear my belt on the last hole.
Oh, that's
so
good.
There's still a little bit of overlap and it kind of comes out a little bit. So when I sat down at the table, the belt would be up on top of the table, and then I have to tuck it under the table.
Uh-huh. Did it look like an eel?
No, huh?
So your fat was all under the table, so that's good, right?
Right. I must have lost weight. There's no other way. Isn't that exciting news?
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I thought you lost weight. Is this because of the Texifornia weight loss program?
It's because of the trampoline. I believe in that trampoline, honey. I believe in it.
Well, make more videos there, then. That's all I can say.
I have requests.
Oh, are you going to do songs on it now?
Maybe Bible study.
Oh, that would be fine. But also if you just sing songs.
Oh, let's see. I was singing a good one today. I've got lots of problems, female trouble. Do you like that one?
Not at all. I'm going to go for real. And don't take it personally. It has nothing to do with you. It's just that this is 40 minutes now. We have Cheryl. We had Bicycle Mark live from the Killing Fields. And then we had you. He's not here. Well, he's off the line now. You would have heard him.
Yeah, and he won't listen because he was on the show, whatever.
Well, Cheryl said you and he both said he needs to eat more. I think he was taking
Does. He needs to eat. He needs to come to my house. I'll get some high fructose corn syrup in him.
Little Debbie's.
And some hydrogenated oils like the Vera doesn't want me to have.
Hydrogenated.
Whatever it is.
I think those things are illegal now.
Oh, really?
Anyway, we've got to go. This program is way turd long. Talk to you later. Thanks for being on, even though you didn't have a choice. Bye. Fat ass. All right, let's see.
Please don't do that to each other.
Sorry.
I hope he's not a fag. I hope he's not a drag queen. I hope he's not a queer. I hope he's not a mistake. Although I have to say that with each passing day I have a few more doubts. I think he's gay. He drives a common gale with pink interior. His such lovely chest it makes might seem inferior. In the hottest weather rather swim to France than have to kiss a girl. If I had muscles and a tan, a face like Superman, with something in my jeans, well then he'd probably marry me. He speaks of Jane Russell and how he loves the hustle. Talks like Liberace, walks like Wilma Flintstone. Though it sounds far-fetched, but when we're playing catch, his wrists seem unattached. I do his clothes all match. Why won't he touch my snatch? I think he's gay.
With a sharp knife, cut into the center of the steak to test for doneness. Next, cut it across the grain into thin slices. Arrange those succulent, charcoal-tasting slices on a hot, oven-proof platter. And on the hot platter, have a sauce of melted butter and a few drops of Worcestershire sauce. Rush to the table and the fun begins.
Let's add a little warning. In a well-ventilated, smoke-free room, remember, before you start pan broiling, make certain your kitchen is perfectly ventilated, either with a mechanical ventilator or strong cross currents. The steak will smoke like any other meat cooked over charcoal. So be forewarned. Have a perfect ventilation system in your kitchen. No guests like to sing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes while eating. Now on with the dinner. Bring on that casserole of macaroni.
Well, that's really a lordly dish. Use a 2.5-quart casserole for 1 pound of macaroni. And remember, it's been in the oven for about half an hour while the guests were still making merry with the tidbits. Use Italian-type macaroni called ziti, Z-I-T-I, number 2. Pieces about 2 inches long and 1/4 inch thick.
Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.